Here's an app. This is only available through China. The Chinese government has launched a new app. This is an app from the Cyberspace Administration of China, the CAC. And it's a new app. In fact, it's tied to a new website. Proudly unveiled as China is celebrating its 100th year of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party. Well, isn't that an anniversary you all want to celebrate? But the app is one that encourages citizens to report dissidents for expressing mistaken opinions on the internet.
Oh, fake news.
Yes, exactly. Remember talking about fake news
in China.
Yes, according to party officials, there are people with ulterior motives that have spread historically false statements online, maliciously distorting, slandering, and denying party, national, and military history in an attempt to confuse people's thinking. We hope that users will play an active role in supervising society and enthusiastically reporting harmful information of their fellow citizens.
Oh, great.
You see, in this country, we don't need that. Because people just freely put that stuff out there themselves.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then the site themselves decides what they want to shut down.
Okay.
It says China already operates social credit score. I mean, we talked about this. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how China already operates a social credit score system that will ban people from using transportation and other functions in society if they commit infractions like jaywalking or other. I remember we talked about this.
Yeah,
depending
right.
on what you had done in the eyes of the Chinese government as being something that's illegal, that you'd lose your privileges, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, masters of censorship.
But there you go. There's the new app. I can't tell you how. I don't think it's downloadable here. It doesn't even tell me how. But it just that's what you. If you're visiting China, beware. Somebody might have an app that they're using in order to track what you're doing.
All right. Listen, so everybody, I know it's early in the morning for some of you, and maybe you just don't want to be thinking like this. But maybe think about this later on than today. Would you rather have your country, like in this issue, in this instance, China, telling you what you can and cannot see, or would you rather have the private companies telling you what you can and cannot see? Ponder that today while you can.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
I know someone who visited China and they felt that there was someone following them all the time they were there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone we know?
I won't go there.
Okay. Seven, better not say.